Rhonda Oberlin. She's with the Lansing Fire Department, the Emergency Management Specialist for floodplains. Do I have that right, Rhonda?
You do.
All right. Man, I hate to put that on a business card. I need about... well, let's, as you know, it's been raining here. I feel like Noah. And it got me to thinking, you and I talked the last time we had a great deal amount of rain about flooding. And I know when I look at the weather forecasts on my BlackBerry, I see that the area I live in, Williamston, there's a flood warning there. So tell us, what's the flooding situation for the rivers that are around the mid-Michigan areas as well as the lakes?
Well, I can only speak to the rivers. They are still rising, but they are expected, all three rivers are expected to crest below flood stage.
All right. So have you made any preparations? Are you pretty confident in that information?
We're pretty confident in that information. Of course, we're getting some more rain. The National Weather Service forecast takes the next 24 hours into account, but we may get more rain on Sunday also. So we'll keep watching those forecasts. We do have a lot of plans in place that are in place all the time on how we would deal with a major flood when it happens.
All right. How do you get your information to make the determination if a river is crested?
That information is online. We do have regular contacts with the National Weather Service, but anybody can go and check those gauges online. There are three river gauges, one on each river, and we really encourage people to do that. The website is water.weather.gov, and you can go and click on the gauge, and it will show you the river level at this time. It'll give you some information about what flood stage is and what might happen if it reaches flood stage. And if there's a chance it will flood, the National Weather Service will also put a forecast on that page to show how high the river is expected to get.
All right. What happens should you find out we may have a flood stage in a river? What's the program?
The first thing we do is check and see what the impact is likely to be. Are there going to be homes that are flooded? Will there need to be an evacuation? If it's a private facility, should we recommend sandbagging for them? And then we put our plans into action based on that. If we have to evacuate, you know, we'll send people out into the neighborhoods to let people know. We'll put that information out through the media. Of course, the Red Cross would open a shelter if we had to evacuate where people could go.
And what is the plan should flooding occur?
That is basically the plan. All we can do in the city, all we can do is evacuate people and let the water come in and afterward clean up and try to get back to normal. There's nothing that we can really do to control the river.
Sure. I wasn't leading you down that path, Rhonda, but what I was interested in is who helps with the cleanup?
There really isn't a resource for that. There are volunteer groups who will come in. FEMA will come in and offer some funding to people who are affected. But really, it comes down to flood insurance. We can't really count on FEMA in a flood. The idea of the National Flood Insurance Program is that flooding kind of pays for itself. People pay their flood insurance premiums. The insurance companies pay off on those claims, and people use that money to get their homes and their lives back to normal.
And before I let you go, Rhonda, I think it's important that we let our listeners know that you and the folks that you work with on your staff, as well as with the Lansing Fire Department, are constantly training, not only in these types of situation, but anything to do with emergency management, whether that would be, a serious accident, an explosion, a terrorist act. You're always working on trying to be ready for those.
We do. We do a lot of planning. We do a lot of training, and we do a lot of exercising. We get people together and say, "What if?" and work out some of the scenarios.
All right. And Rhonda, if people want more information about monitoring the rivers near their homes and how to handle flood situations, where can they go?
They can go to the city website, lansingmi.gov. They can call my office, 483-4110, and there's a really good website that FEMA has up called floodsmart.gov.
All right. Thanks so much, Rhonda. Enjoy your weekend.
You're welcome.